T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
New tote board total as we head into the 8 o'clock hour, $1,670,118 you have generously given so far. And we got 2 hours left when it comes to that match from Rob Hill. Rob Hill was on this show yesterday and offered to match the donations made on our program up to $750,000. So, you know me when it comes to math, but we at least need to get up over $1.8 million by the end of the show, which means we need another couple hundred thousand dollars if we can possibly get that over the next couple hours.
But think of that tote board. If we get to 1819, then we're at 265.
Yeah.
Because the match kicks in. Right. That would be
because the match would kick in.
That would be a great achievement.
Yes.
It would be a victory lap for everybody here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Including myself. Multiple victory laps today. Like the wrestler, I believe his name was Barry Horowitz. Let me pat myself on the back.
Yeah.
Shout out to my man Razor. Co-signed on the burger.
Of course.
It was his voice, man. Zappy. Now Bergie's coming back.
Razor was co-signing it with you during the season when you were both saying he's not going to retire. He's not going to retire. Of course Razor's going to co-sign this.
I think oftentimes my experience with you, because you and I have worked together now for 4 years, is that you are accidentally right about some things.
I will say, I do is calculated, Greg.
I will say you were spot on Bailey Zappe, and I don't know where you got that from. I don't know what was in your mind, but you nailed it when nobody else saw that.
Well, that's because I've played for Bill Belichick, and I know there is nothing that will shock me. And
you think it's all about what he said on the way out the door Monday with us, which is that ball security is job security.
That hit me, but it was more about when I was thinking about Zappe getting a lot of opportunity to prove himself. You got plenty of opportunity throughout the training camp and preseason, and you did nothing with it. So that's when and then ball security is job security. I'm like,
yeah.
All right, Bill, I see what you're doing. You're giving me a nugget.
It's just wild. It was mere months ago that many were clamoring for Bailey Zappe to be the starter and not Mac Jones.
It is truly remarkable that guy in that Bears game that was on the field, that the crowd was going. It felt at halftime of Monday Night Football, that was what, October, November last year, that Bailey was going to be the quarterback of the Patriots going forward. And now you're sitting here, what is that, 9 months later, and he's no longer on the roster.
Well, it works out well for us because it just has my plan look like it's coming to fruition, and that is the quiet crapping for Caleb Williams.
Yes. Well,
and I love it.
We can revisit that when we give you the lead muffin later on.
Ooh, they had some good muffins back there, too.
Yeah, did you try those? Yeah,
I had the blueberry, just a little piece of it.
Just a little bit of it.
I put it back. I don't want to throw it away.
All right, the governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Maura Healey, will join us in just about 20 minutes at 8:30. But right now with us is Christine Duncan, who is the medical director of clinical research and clinical development in the gene therapy program at Boston Children's Hospital. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
We were talking a little while ago about kind of where things are at research and development-wise with this disease. And it's so interesting. You know, I'm not smart enough to do what you do. There has been so much money given. And I don't know that we all are able to experience like you are the progress that has been made. So we heard earlier that doctor told us earlier, we're at really an extraordinary point when it comes to treating and maybe in some cases curing cancer. Give us a little update on that.
No, I think you're absolutely right. It's a turning point for all of us right now. And in my world, one of the things that I work with is gene therapy. And I think earlier you were talking a little bit about immunotherapy, where you train the immune system to attack cancer. What I do in my work is we try to either replace genes. So if you're missing a gene that's causing your disease, or your gene's not working right, we try to turn it on or turn it off. So those same things that tell us, like, make us have blue eyes or brown eyes, your genes are the basics of your life, they can also cause disease. And so what we're doing in my part of the world, in the pediatric side and clinic, is trying to fix that. And one of the things I think sometimes surprises people is that in the pediatric program at Dana-Farber, we're absolutely focused, laser focused on cancer, but we also have children who we're treating who have rare diseases that are not cancer, but in some ways, in many ways, are life-threatening and debilitating. And we're trying to fix those things that they are born with and try to cure their disease so they can have the lives that we all want them to have. It's really a pivotal point where we've seen gene therapy and immunotherapies go from basic science and research to the point where now we're seeing FDA-approved therapies coming to clinic and coming to patient. And we are right there at Dana-Farber. And it's been incredible. It's an amazing time to be there.
So we're all born with the genes that we're born with.
Exactly.
And some of those can end up contributing to whatever we end up getting.
Yes.
Disease-wise. What you're focused on is being able to remove those genes or alter those genes, that which then alters the course of cancer or whatever illness you might be facing.
Exactly. So the genes that cause disease can either be there and not work. You can be missing a gene. It can be acting up and making too much of something. And so we try to change that basic foundation of what's going wrong with that patient. So if you think about things like chemotherapy or radiation as being sort of big all-in therapy or sort of a bomb, like, this is like an assassin. We're going to get to the point and to try and save everything else around and not hurt someone while curing their disease.
Wow. Well, it's fascinating. What makes you, as you go through this, as you're coming up, want to get into doing this? Because I always find that fascinating, like, what makes people tick on, you know, wanting obviously to help people, but really do something that when you look at, I think we're all hoping one day that every disease will be curable, but especially cancer.
Yeah, it's a great question. I'm someone who works in the clinic and I do clinical research, so I'm not the person who's in the lab doing those things. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I think the answer is really straightforward. It's my patients. The disease that I work with specifically, something called adrenoleukodystrophy, affects boys, and they go from being a healthy, normal child to being neurologically devastated in wheelchairs, unable to communicate with their family, unable to eat in a period of time, in 2 years, 3 years, and then they ultimately die of this disease. Mm-hmm. And so as just as a person and as a human, we all know kids. We all know boys, or many people know someone in their family. And so you can imagine having a child who started ended kindergarten in the summer and then went back to first grade in the fall, and the teachers see that they can't spell anymore or they can't do those things. It gets to you in a way, or at least to me, that motivates me to get up every single day. And now we're able to cure many of those boys. We're able to treat them. And for those who can't, we're fighting every day. So it is, you know, I am a mom of three. I have three crazy boys, and they are wonderful and busy. And I can see in my children, in my friends, in my family, how these diseases affect people. And I want more than anything to get rid of this, and so people can have the lives that they should have.
And that's why these dollars that are given so generously every year are so important.
Absolutely. You know, after I finish here, I'm going, my clinic day is today, and I'm going to see patients in clinic. And we have a family who is in town from Ohio to get therapy that is just being offered here. Mm. We have two families from outside the country, so from Chile, who are coming to get this therapy. And so the research money is incredibly important to create these therapies to treat the patients. But at Dana-Farber, there's more than that. We're also helping to support the families. We're also helping to find someone who's facing the scariest thing, the worst moment of their life. We don't want them to have to worry about where are you going to stay, or how are you going to feed your family, or how are you going to do those things. So the money that comes from this, and we are so grateful for all the supporters, takes care of those things. It takes one thing. If we can take one thing off the mind of a parent or a child who is going through the worst day of their lives, then that's a success.
Well, Christine, I think that's so important that you say that too, because when you talk about altering genes, turning them on, turning them off, I think a lot of people think that's going to cost millions and millions of dollars and I don't have the money to help out. I wish I did. But if you donate $10, if you donate $20, if you donate $5, all of that can help towards the work that you do, but also help out with the family and the cost that they need to cover.
Absolutely. Every single bit matters. Like, this is, you know, it's often, it feels like it might be overstated, but it is a village. We can't, none of us can do this alone. And so we have an amazing team, and $5 goes a long way. You know, we have places in Massachusetts and Boston that donates tickets so people can go to the aquarium. We have things like that because kids are going through a lot with this therapy and we want to give them a little joy as you do. And I think sometimes people find that surprising that we laugh a lot in our clinic. We have fun. The kids are doing well. And then equal times, we are helping support them through the worst moments and the worst times. So every bit helps. And we are so grateful for the support.
Before you go, we had the greatest quarterback of all time for about 20 years here, and then he left us, and there were mixed emotions. You're a Packers fan.
I am. It's a hard year. It's a rebuilding year.
Your guy unceremoniously dropped everything and left. Where's the collective Packers mental condition with regard to Aaron Rodgers? Wish him success. Or hope he fails.
I think, you know, back home, I'm from Wisconsin, so I think it's a little bit of everything. So we're Midwestern. Hope we have a good heart. So I do wish him success. Our long-term quarterbacks keep going to the Jets, and I'm not sure what that's about. It's a rebuilding year. And so watching the preseason, hard to know what to make of preseason.
All right.
Well, hold on to Jordan Love for about 5 years, and then he'll be with the Jets.
Exactly.
But isn't it amazing how every person, they're all different and they're all brilliant, but the optimism and fierce advocacy for the patients is what resonates. It's that it's as if these kids that you're going to see today at clinic are your own, that you fight for their ability to conquer these difficult challenges like they're your own family. It's a remarkable trait.
Thank you. No, we absolutely do. We fight for every single person because every person needs that.
Good job.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you very much
for
having me.
What you do and keep doing it.
Absolutely.
Right. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.